The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Me'abrachas, Ma'ilim, Shmona Esrei, Bichos, Machaya Mason.
Shalom, Me'abrachas. We're continuing with Shmona Esrei of Ma'ilim. And there's something special about Ma'ariv, as we mentioned. It's the end of the day. It's a time that the night has set in. It's getting dark. Mitzad Echad, it's a time for Hakaras HaTov and what we passed in the course of the day. Mitzad Sheni, it's a time of winding down. And sometimes the feelings of what we didn't accomplish and the state that the world remained in, we do not see the Geula yet, which can sometimes cause that type of down feeling. Specifically now, we're in a period of time, the Bein HaMetzorim, the 3 weeks that we're all thinking about that we're still in Golus, and this Golus is just lasting for so long. So we will speak today about the second bracha, Ata Gibor L'Olam Hashem. The opening statement of this bracha is describing the gevura of Hashem. You know, this bracha is connected Yitzchok as the midas of gevura. The Gemara in Yuma says that why are they called Anshei Knesset Gedolah, the ones who masaken Shemot Esrei? Because they're machzir haTorah liYoishna. They brought the crown back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They lived in a time that Klal Yisrael was not in the state that we would like to be in, a time of Churban. And already the Nevi'im started limiting the different statements, description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says that Daniel didn't say the term Gevura by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, Nochem Mishtabdim Bebonov, the Jewish nation is under the rule of the Goyim. We are the Gevuras of Hashem, and he didn't say Ata Gibor. Chas HaShom doesn't mean that he didn't believe that Hashem is a Gibor, but a Novi says what we see in this world, and we didn't see the Hanhoga of Gevura. Till Anshei Knesset Gedolah came, they said, Adarabba, this is the Gevura Shenoisen Erech HaPayim L'Rishoyim. Hashem holds back. He doesn't go with right away punishing us or others who are not doing His will. That is His Gevura. So that's basically what we're saying at the beginning of the bracha. We're reminding ourselves, we said it already in the first bracha, Hakel HaGod LaGibor, but specifically in this bracha Gevura, Ato Gibor Lo'ilom Hashem. The Siach Yitzchok, one of the Foshim on the Siddur, he says a beautiful pshat that we're stressing this point. La'olam, you always have that midah of gevura. There's never a second in Jewish history there's no midah of gevura. Hashem with His gevura is watching over us, even though we don't deserve anything. Kol Yisrael as a whole, and even us, it's not the nation that Hashem really wants us to be. Even so, Gibor La'olam, He's always holding back, yes, Erech HaPayim, is Rachmanos Anos. V'chay Meisim Ato, Rav Lo Yishia. We say that also, Rav Lo Yishia, you're always there to be Moshia, even if a person doesn't deserve it. So this is a thing to think about a Klal Yisrael, about ourselves, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that whether we deserve it or not, it keeps us going in a general fashion. Klal Yisrael going, even though we're exposed to the Umas Olam, and so many times in history they tried to destroy us, we still keep on going. And part of that is because the Midas HaGevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ability and the Klech to continue, whether we deserve it or not. And he's also Rav Lo Yishia. Rav Lo Yishia. The Rishonim point out that we say three times in this bracha, Mechayim Meisim. The first Mechayim Mesim is a Tchiyas Mesim, that we have a daily Tchiyas Mesim that we get up every morning and we start the new day. Kamavan, we're talking about Ma'ariv now, it's at the end of the day. But one of the things we're reminding ourselves, and that's a theme in this bracha, is part of the Midas HaGvura is that whether we deserve it or not, Hashem does all these things for us. He brought it back on the Shabbat to us, even though we didn't deserve it in the morning, and He sustained us in the course of the day. And everybody looks into himself, and in the course of the day, maybe some are perfect, but most of us are not perfect. And at least at the end of the day, we should think about this Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He not only got us up in the morning, but He sustained us in the course of the day. We got through the things we had to get through. We're still alive. We're still well. Still have our needs. Our body is working. We have what to eat. We have a house to live in. And all the other extras that we have is our Avodas Hashem on that perfect Madrega that we deserve so much. A good chance not. So Adarav, the more the day went through and the more we're still here, it's more of a time to appreciate the Gvura of Hashem, that He has the Erech HaPayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to appreciate it, not take things for granted. You know, I had a friend of mine who's a sharp person. I have mentioned this before, but it's a sharp line. And I can't say it in every forum, but just say it between us. He said that, you know, we're talking about the Chuban, Torah HaKlaisel went through. Someone asked him that, He can't understand the Holocaust. How could it be that Kosh Boko let such a thing happen? 6 million people died and so much suffering and the entire kilos of Europe destroyed, etc. So, come upon the question, it's not much of a question because we don't understand everything Hashem does, but we know that this concept was built into the religion from the beginning. The concept of Teichecho, that's written twice in the Chumash. It's written there. So to say that the Kiyum of the Teichecho is a contradiction to the religion is a question that is without thought. Because if a religion would say that the Jewish nation would never suffer no matter what, then it's a contradiction to the religion. But the religion from the beginning was built in such a fashion that there is a possibility of Midas HaDin. And the descriptions of the Torah are horrible descriptions, and that's what happened. So it's a key of what's written in the Torah. What exactly is this Midas HaDin? Why exactly we needed it? So that's not for today's discussion, and we don't know Ad HaSoif Oymik Das Hashem. But if it happened, it's something that we needed. This sharp person.
Kol Halashon.
Said, I have a bigger question on Hashem. You think you don't understand Hashem. So I said, what's the bigger question? Could be something bigger than the fact that He let the Holocaust happen? He says, yeah, I have a bigger question. If your question is based on the fact that you're assuming that we deserve to have everything good happening to us, but I have a bigger question. But Etzem, if we look into ourselves and we look into all around, we don't deserve at all. We don't deserve to survive. Hashem gave us the rules. Maimonasina Tayag Mitzvahs, how to behave. And nobody's doing it 100%. If the king says you have to behave in a certain fashion, you don't listen to what he says. Achas dosa lohomis, a person deserves a death penalty, and surely not to be sustained in a supernatural fashion. So my question, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is how could it be that He's sustaining us in the safe state we are? How could it be He's doing so much chesed to us? Can't understand that. And you think of it, what He's saying makes a lot of sense. That Be'etzim, if we be the ones running the world, we wouldn't be sustaining the world in such a situation. When we work with people, we want them to do things the way we want them to do. We're willing to give them a little bit here, a little bit there. But the vast majority of Klal Yisrael is Bechalal, not even goyist, doesn't even have any interest in the Ratzon Hashem, and even the ones that do have an interest, how much are they doing it? Partially. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. That's the Pella. But what the answer is, this is the Midas Gvura of Hashem. Hashem holds back from punishing us, Chas V'Shalom, constantly. He's always focusing on the Midas of Chesed, La'olam, He's always with us. He will never forsake us. Rav lo Yeshia, he's always there to bring us salvation, even though we don't deserve it. And this is what we're saying in this bracha. I recognize that throughout history and throughout my life, I shouldn't be complaining about anything, because it's the exact opposite. That's the default should be that I should have nothing. I'm not on a madriga that I deserve to have anything. And even so, with Hashem's rachman, he's giving me everything I need. It's a beautiful way to start off the Shemot Esrei. Before I start making my shopping list of requests, I need this, I need that, I need the other thing, and thinking about how unfortunate I am, why shouldn't I think the other way around? How fortunate I am. How I have so much more than I really could have and should have, according to my maisim. Just go through the course of the day. Go through my tefillas. My tefillas are so perfect. Can you imagine a situation? There was a king that set up a thing that you had the opportunity to speak to him three times a day. And if you're one of those miyuchodim, special people that have audience with the king, and walk into the king's room, and you say, Your Highness, such a wonderful king, and then you start saying, oh yeah, I forgot, I have to take care of something, some shopping, and I have to take some business, and that other guy really got on my nerves, I don't know how I'm going to deal with him. And the king's just sitting there, and this guy's talking all these things, I wish I could go venture on some teal somewhere. If the king wouldn't do it, the people around the king would have this person decapitated on the spot. What kind of the chutzpah is this? You're talking to the king. You, those miyuchodim, they have a special right to speak to him. You're dreaming about 100 other things. That's what it should be. He sustains us with his chesed, his rachamim. We don't deserve it. The second we think we deserve it, think a little bit more. I don't really deserve it. And this is the way we started Shemot Esrei, and like we said, we're now admired at the end of the day, and thinking that Baruch Hashem, how much chasotim I have received in the course of the day from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's Machal Kelchayim Bechesed, gave me life through it in the course of the day. He gave me my sustenance. I had food to eat, I had clothing to wear. The second, Mechayim Mason Berachim Rabim, that goes, and how he sustains the physical world with the rain and the dew. We get the tile every morning. Hashem never stops it. And Hashem, we get the rain when we need to get the rain. And they say, Mechnoiflim, Reifeicholim, Matir Asurim. All these different things that Hashem is doing, whether we deserve it or not, Hashem is preventing us. If Chas Hashem, we fall down, He supports us. And Refuah, Matir Asurim. It goes literally for people in jail, but you know, nowadays, something to think about. The fact that we're able to walk around outside is a special chesed. We see something not to be taken for granted. We had in the past, we were locked up, and you know, we don't know what the future will be, but at least, thank Hashem, those of us that can't go out, and even those that can't go out, mitzvah Hashem, the time will come soon that we will be able to get out, but we have to not take things for granted. Yeah. Kamuvan, the end of it is Melech Meimitz and Mechayim Atzmiach Yeshua, looking forward to the future of Klal Yisrael. And like we said, when this long goal is now, and we're waiting and waiting and waiting, and we just have to be mechazik every tefillah three times a day. And even though I'm waiting, things have not changed for thousands of years, but I'm waiting for the Tchiyas HaMeisim. This is another part, and specifically at this time of year, it's a time to mechazik ourselves. And the Mitzapim LeYeshua, it's an integral part of a Jewish person's life to be Tzipisa LeYeshua. That's how they ask a person after they made the answer. One of the questions they ask him, what are you looking forward for the Yeshua? That's what we have to look forward also to Hashem renew the world, the Tchiyas HaMeisim. We shouldn't have this world that doesn't recognize the values of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that so much affects the way we value things. We should be able to be in that world of, like we said, seeing the reality of the world, this beautiful, beautiful world that Hashem gave us, and how much He gives us, the rachim, the chesed, whether we deserve it or not, much more than the basics He could have given us. Instead of looking forward to all these other new pleasures and new comforts that I can get, what I have now is wonderful. But the thing I'm lacking is the Yeshua, spiritual Yeshua of the world. Hashem, we trust Hashem that you will be Mechayim Meisim. We know that you are Neman in everything you do. And the proof that we have it from the fact that we're around, the Klal Yisrael is around, that's the Nemanus of Hashem, that in every circumstance keeps Klal Yisrael going and us going. We should be zeicher to give this bracha. We're talking about Ma'ariv. Like we said, Ma'ariv has a special flavor at the end of the day. I'm recognizing how Hashem kept me going as Mechalkel and Mechayim, and he kept me in my health, and he took care of all my other physical needs. And together with that, and the bigger picture of the world, and every Shemoneh Esrei we have now, to be Makir Tov HaKadosh Baruch Hu Va'ato Gimel La'olam, you're always with us, no matter whether we deserve it or not. And because of that, we are Miyachalim L'chazda, we're looking forward to the Matzmiach Yeshua, the final salvation of the Geula and the Priyas HaMesim Sheyovah B'mheir.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.